welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey, every Monday at 1 p.m. CT. Hello everybody and welcome to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 on the 6th of December. Today is all about Strong and Free. Yep, my very first multi-author book that is coming out on the 17th of December. And it's really starting to get exciting now. And all the preparations are in full swing. All the stories are in. So it's going to be brilliant. It's a book you don't want to miss. There are stories from inspirational women, strong and free women who've all managed to break up with society's expectations and are now leading their dream lives. There is so much inspiration in this book, you really need to read it. Today, I want to introduce to you three more of our authors. We started doing that last week. And today on the show is going to be Esther de Charon de Saint-Germain. And she is a self-love advocate and business and brand strategist who helps brave women entrepreneurs to unapologetically love and accept themselves so that their amazing business dreams become reality. Then we introduce to you Hayden Orm. She's an international speaker and executive contributor to Brands Magazine, a 50-ton master merchant marine captain, and the CEO and owner of her company, Handled by Hayden, LLC. She lives on the seacoast of New Hampshire in the USA. We also have Nicolette Halliday. She's the founder of Inspired Hearts Publishing, an independently owned publishing house focused on multi-author books, solo books, and corporate book publications. And she shares in sharing the stories, experience, and expertise of entrepreneurs. So there are three amazing women there. And I have taken today's interviews actually from my Facebook because all of these ladies have been interviewed on my Facebook Live, but the interviews have been so insightful and so helpful that I decided they need to be shared with an even wider audience. Nicolette has been on this show before, but her story is absolutely amazing. And I just want to remind all the listeners of all the beautiful authors that will be in the book. So without further ado, after the commercial, we start with Esther de Charon de Saint-Germain. You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey. Okay, now I want to introduce to you Esther de Charon de Saint-Germain, the self-love advocate and business and brand strategist who helps brave women entrepreneurs to unapologetically love and accept themselves so that their amazing business dreams become reality. I did this interview with her in the summer on my Facebook page, but it's been so insightful that I really want a larger audience to hear it. She is one of the authors in Strong and Free, and her story is absolutely breathtaking. You shouldn't miss it for the world. So here we go with Esther de Charon de Saint-Germain. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this interview with Esther de Charon de Saint-Germain. She is one of the authors in Strong and Free, the book I am currently publishing, and it's so lovely to have you here, Esther.
It's so wonderful to be here, Silke.
Yeah, so tell everybody about a bit about yourself, about your business, your likes, and just generally sort of what you're up to.
I am a self-love advocate and a business and brand strategist, and I run the Self-Love Success Club, which is a membership, mm-hmm. and a big program called The Brave Leap. And I work one-on-one with people who want to have who feel they're out of alignment with their business and brand. So my I connected self-love with personal branding, mm-hmm. Because a real great personal brand is always an expression of self-love. So that's what I do. And I work with women from all over the world. I work with entrepreneurs who just start or who are way over the six-figure businesses, and who are sensitive and multi-passionate and fiercely bright and incredibly awesome, and who chosen to work in alignment with who they really are instead of following the do this, go there, strategist stuff.
That sounds really good. I'm so in alignment with that, because yes, really great entrepreneurs don't follow the pattern. They do what they feel is right, and like they follow their heart. So I love that. I love that. And I must say, I used to be a student of Esther, and she is absolutely amazing. If you really need some help and advice how to get yourself seen and how to get out there, on especially on the internet, she's the lady to go to. She will help you like get over your own shadow and like get out there on camera and not bother about it. I mean, before I was working with her, I would have never dreamt of doing an interview like this.
Thank you, so amazing. Yeah, so it this fear of showing up is real, and that is because we have heard since we were young, just fit in, be normal, don't stand out, get in the box instead of out of the box. And so we, even without really noticing, we make ourselves like this instead of this. So when people say, just do it, just go and show up, it doesn't work, because we still have this inner voice that goes like, no, don't do it, because you're weird and stupid. And
absolutely.
Oh my God,
I'm overweight. No, I need to lose 20 pounds before I can show myself on camera. Yeah. Oh my God, no. Oh, yeah. I know the feeling only too well. Yeah. And it's very real. So. Yeah.
It blocks amazing women entrepreneurs from being out there. And the block is real. I mean, it's not real, but it feels like it's such a huge obstacle.
It definitely does. So what's your inspiration behind that business? Because it's very specific, it's very niche, and I've not actually seen anyone else do it. So what got you to want to do this?
I've actually been niching down. So niching down is really complicated and annoying, because it means, because I'm a multi-passionate, right? Like unbelievable multi-passionate. So niching down will help you to only focus on one, the thing that will make you money, two, the things that are in your zone of genius, and three, focus on the things that your soul clients benefit from the most. So I could focus on art and on writing and on creating all kinds of events and all these different things, but they are in my realm, but they're not my core business.
Absolutely.
That's really the question, right? But
no.
But niching down. So what you're doing now with your amazing book, that's really, it's courageous. It's really courageous to say, hey, I'm doing one thing, and then I'll still keep all the other things, but I'm going to make money with one thing.
Yeah, I must admit, it was difficult, because I'm like you. I'm all over the place. I like so many different things that it's hard to sit down one day and think, well, what should I do now? Because I could be doing 10 other things as well. I know, I completely relate with that. So, what inspired you to do this business?
Actually, one of my clients asked that question, sort of that question yesterday, and I said, actually, because I was pissed off. I was pissed off with the way women who are sensitive are being treated in reg by regular business coaches who tell them to step in the box again. So imagine you step out of the box by quitting your job, for instance, and say, well, okay, well, I'm done. I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And now all the business coaches tell you, no, you need to do this, and you cannot be multi-passionate, and you just need to get a thicker skin, and procrastination is bullshit, and perfectionism is bullshit, and all the things are not real, and it's just in your mind, just do it. And it will crush, it is crushing so many women. So instead of saying, okay, do I love myself enough to investigate why I'm different, why I'm unique, why I'm wonderful, why I'm beautiful, and bring that to the foreground instead of trying to be like the others. Being pissed off is one reason, and the other one is because of self-love, because I genuinely believe that when we all love and accept ourselves, like radically, like now, with the extra kilos, or with the wrinkles, or anything, just like this is it. Everyone will. I'm quite convinced this works for everyone, but you immediately make such a huge shift when you
Absolutely.
accept yourself. And I think people who love themselves completely, and you cannot love yourself completely and be an egotistical person. It's
True.
I think it will, it's something that will change the world because it changes people.
I think so too, and that ties in exactly with my book, because I'm telling the stories of women who do love themselves enough to like break free from society's expectations and go out there and do their own thing. And then that brings me actually to the next question. What made you decide to break up with society's expectations? Because I mean, anybody looking at your website and looking at what you do can see immediately you're not the typical grey little mouse, run-of-the-mill type office girl. You are out there, you're doing your thing, you are bright, you're shiny, you're just so beautifully colourful. So, what made you decide to be like that instead of conforming?
I think it was a gradual thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look back at my life, it was, so when I went to at art school, I dare to be really colorful, and this is not just about colors, right? But I really try to be me. And then, but the system always says, well, you can be an artist, but you can only be an artist when you're like this, when you make these choices, when you do this, when you follow that path. And then I studied art history, and as an art historian, it's like, okay, you can be an art historian, or create amazing art exhibitions, but then you need to be like this or like that. And it's always, there's always the, you can be that person, but then you need to fit in, then you need to do that, then you cannot do that. And looking back, there's this whole series of things when I try to step out and do it differently, And then something happened, mostly myself. I mean, I was the one who made those choices that put me back into a box again. Mm-hmm. And now I actually think that by really radically breaking with all the boxes, I am where I am right now. I mean, I live in the middle of nowhere, on an old farm. I'm sitting in my garden. That is not how the rest of my neighbors would like a garden to be. I like it. And I'm working with women from all over the world. So I actually think that I'm proof that really letting go of the expectations works.
Yep.
Thank you for asking that question, Silke, because that was, it was like, it yeah. was a really great question.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Because that is the key question that we're going to get down to in the book as well, in all our stories. So what's your advice to any woman who is thinking about breaking with society's expectation but hasn't quite picked up the courage yet?
My advice is to see a bigger future for yourself. If you feel that there is something bigger out there for you than what you're experiencing right now, you need to see it first. You need to know what it is that you want. Because if you just break out just for breakout reasons, it's a great act of breaking free. But you need to go somewhere. It's like energy goes and money goes where your attention flows. No, that's not how it goes, but you know it.
Yeah.
If you know what you want, and it, then all your attention will go into that direction. Mm-hmm. If you want to work location independent, then see that in front of you. If you want to be a speaker, then make sure seeing yourself in front of that audience every day before you fall asleep, hear the applause of your for your TEDx talks, your TEDx talk, and hear it when you wake up. I actually think that going somewhere will eventually help you to really break free, because then the reason becomes real, and your mind never knows the difference between what's real and what's not real. So mm-hmm. if you do this enough and then take inspired action,
mm-hmm.
That is ultimately the way. It's a beautiful middle path, yeah. that where you don't have to actually break free, but mm-hmm. you just let go. And the thing is that it might feel really hard when you're at that. Imagine that this is your break free moment and you're here and your goal is there.
Mm-hmm.
Then this path, the decision path, this is the most difficult part. So when you're here, this is the yeah. when you're here, and it's basically like it's already gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the obstacle that gets in the way. It's and we only have one life, and this is it, and every day counts, and every second counts, and if we wait too long to let go of society's expectations, and very often society's expectations are expectations from parents or partners or your friends or the people around you, once you don't value that expectation anymore, the obstacles dissolve, basically. It's gone.
Yeah. That's beautiful. But thank you, Esther, for that valuable, valuable advice. So anybody who was inspired by this today, this book, Strong and Free, is going to be full of amazing stories by amazing women like Esther. And if you want to be part of it, if you want to write your story, if you've broken free from society's expectations and you're saying, yes, that's me, and I want to tell my story to the world, and I want to inspire other women, then get in touch with me. We're still taking author applications now. And, thank you very much, Esther, for being here today.
Ilka, you also need to share, because this is going to be such a great book, but you need to share how much support you get. It's really amazing. Like you and Lynn and reaching out and helping us, just so amazing. It's so cool.
Thank you. Yes, so anybody in the book doesn't just get to write their story. It doesn't stop at that. There is an author community. There is lots of training on how to write your story from the amazing Lynn. She will also be the head editor. She will make sure that everybody is polished and shining and sounding absolutely like the best-selling authors they're going to be. And there's going to be training on how to monetize your book, how to leverage it for your business. And yeah, it's going to be exciting because all the authors communicate with one another in a Facebook group, and then we all help each other, and it's a lovely thing. It's not just a book, it's a whole community. So if you want to be part of this community, do get in touch. Okay, thank you very much, Esther. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silke Harvey. The next Strong and Free author I want to introduce to you is Hayden Orme. She is an international speaker, executive contributor to Brains Magazine, a 50-ton master merchant marine captain. Ooh, I just love that. And the CEO and owner of her own company, Handled by Hayden. She lives on the seacoast of New Hampshire in the USA. And this lady is simply amazing, and her story is amazing. So she is another author in Strong and Free. So if you want to find out more about her and read her story, you will need to buy the book on the 17th of December. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's interview with Hayden Orme, one of our wonderful authors in the Strong and Free multi-author book. Hello, Hayden.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. It's so lovely to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised in the state of New Hampshire in the US, although I do have dual nationality with the UK. My dad's a Brit. And I was raised more Western New Hampshire, actually, nowhere near the ocean. But I was fortunate enough to go to an island in Maine every summer with my family for a month. And I was always really drawn to the ocean. I've always just had, I don't know, it's in my blood. So from a very young age, I was interested in boats and boating, and I would do everything I could to try to get some experience on boats. So after high school, I was matriculated in college and deferred a year and decided to take a gap year and work on boats and travel. So I had very supportive parents. I think I probably turned them gray. I literally walked the docks asking for work. I said, I'll work for free. Just, you know, feed me and I want to learn. So I became professional delivery crew. I worked on boats and sailed up and down the coast of the US, throughout the Bahamas, the Virgin Islands, wow, back and forth to Bermuda, British Columbia. So I really gained incredible, incredible experience. I'm very grateful for that. And I found that was a real passion of mine. When I came back and I went to college, I took every opportunity to school breaks and summer breaks to either coach or teach sailing, be involved in races. And I actually broke my foot one year and realized that. After college, I broke my foot. I was working for a yacht charter company and I realized I needed one of those real jobs with health insurance. So I started on the corporate trajectory. I had both my parents were entrepreneurs. And that was something that had always been kind of a burning desire, but I had this urge for, you know, you get out of college, you're supposed to get the corporate job, you're supposed to climb the corporate ladder, have security, make money. And that's what I did. And I was successful. I climbed the ladder. I made the money, but I never really was quite happy in my jobs. It just, something was missing. It just didn't fit for me. So I was in corporate for a little over 13 years. My last position, I was working for the chairman and CEO of a Fortune 5 company at the time. And when he retired, they asked me to relocate again. I'd relocated across country twice in 3 years. And at the time I had been relocated to Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I am now. Well, just outside of Portsmouth now. And I thought, if I don't take this opportunity now, I never will. And I started my own business. I had been on the fence about doing it for years. I couldn't quite get up the courage. And I felt like the universe had sort of handed me this opportunity on a silver platter. So I started Handled by Hayden right before COVID hit. So if you're starting a business, try not to do it right when a global pandemic strikes. But it was a rough year, the first year, but I kept working at it. I was very persistent. And last fall, things really started to take off. And now I have a team of 8 employees and we're continuing to grow. And I couldn't be happier. I work really, really hard, but I absolutely love what I do. And so Handled by Hayden is a remote business support firm. So I provide small business consulting focusing on efficiency, operations, and strategy for entrepreneurs and business owners. And I have a team of very high caliber executive assistants who have all had corporate experience, a lot of them at the C-level, and digital marketing managers. Mm-hmm. They either help me implement my recommendations for my clients and or provide ongoing long-term support. So my goal with Handled by Hayden is to bring a very high caliber of support based on my experience and my team's experience and make it accessible for entrepreneurs and small businesses, because it's tough starting a business, and a lot of people love what they do, but they don't necessarily have the business acumen to really take it off the ground and thrive in the way that they want to thrive sustainably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really where we come in.
Brilliant. That sounds a really, really inspiring story. Just exactly what my book is all about, Strong and Free, stories of women who've broken with society's expectations. That really hits on the point, I think. And yeah, I really look forward to reading your story. It will be so interesting.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Tell me, what is your inspiration behind your business? Why consulting?
So I worked for several C-level executives. I've worked for very large brands, Novartis, Partners Healthcare, McKesson, Bright Cove, to name a few. And I always noticed that, you know, CEOs and C-level, they are extremely successful, right? These individuals are highly intelligent, highly successful, highly driven, very good at what they do. A lot of them don't really seem very happy. And I wasn't very happy in corporate. I didn't feel like I really fit that mold. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, I always thought, you know, I was always asked in school, what do you want to be when you grow up? But I was never asked, what would make you happy when you grow up? I think that's what children should be asked these days. Mm-hmm. And I just always had this yearning to be my own boss.
Yeah.
It's very hard, you know, but it's very rewarding. So I was working very, very long hours, you know, for other people, supporting their success, mm-hmm. which was great for a while. But now I work very hard and it directly supports my own business. And really the inspiration behind HBH is I want to empower other entrepreneurs and small business owners to really step into their space, claim their space and authority as the CEO of their own business. Whether you're a solopreneur, a small business of 20 or you're trying to scale your business and level up, bringing in the right kind of support where we have really unique, incredible experience mm-hmm. helps in a way that it enables you as the owner of the business to have more space and time to do more of what you do best. We remove a lot of the chaos, we streamline. Yeah. And my goal is to help entrepreneurs fulfill their dream and be happy in their business mm-hmm. and succeed in a more holistically sustainable way. You know, you can have your business, you can be successful, you can scale it, but you don't have to operate in burnout all the time. That's not a status symbol. That shouldn't be what we achieve. No. Or you know, that a lot of us achieve that, but that shouldn't be what we strive for. No. So bringing in the right type of support to really help business owners achieve their goals and be happier in the process, that really has a trickle-down effect. You know, you grow your revenue, you grow your business, mm-hmm. but you're also happier in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that so much because I've been down the corporate route. I've had the burnouts. I know exactly where you're coming from. And no, working your butt off until you fall into bed after like 20 hours work, 4 hours sleep, that is not the goal of being self-employed. Absolutely not.
No, and it's not sustainable. I mean, not in a healthy, happy way.
No, absolutely not. So what made you want to write your story now?
Well, apart from seeing the opportunity, I do love writing, and it's actually always been a goal of mine to write a book one day, which I will get to one of these days. So I thought the opportunity to contribute to a book like this was really a unique one, and I didn't want to let the opportunity pass by. And I had heard, I mean, this common theme that I hear from colleagues and people I interact with on a maybe not a daily basis, but a pretty consistent basis. I hear this sort of messaging like, wow, I wish I could do something like that in regards to, you know, either my sailing or starting my own business or, oh, I wish I was brave enough to do that. Or it's just, I'd like to start my own business, but it's not good timing.
Yeah.
And I just really, that makes me sad hearing that because mm-hmm. I really vacillated for so many years thinking, oh, it's not good timing. Should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? And I couldn't be, I mean, I don't look back. I couldn't be happier. Of course, there's pros and cons to running your own business. Mm-hmm. And like anything though. So if it's something that you really want to do, I encourage you to do it. And I'm hoping that maybe this will inspire even one person to take that leap, because it's incredible how your quality of life is really affected when you're doing something that you wake up and you love doing every day versus, you know, I wake up and I'm excited to do what I do now versus waking up and sort of dreading my day. It's yeah. very different.
Absolutely.
So I'm just hoping that people can relate.
Yeah, that is so true. I'm in the same position. I mean, like I said, I did the corporate thing when self-employed. I went self-employed with something that's not really my passion. It was just earning the bills at the time because I was good at it. And since I've decided to follow my passions, which was about last year when I started the Inner Hippie Club and now going on to Inner Hippie Books, it is a total game changer. You really do wake up in the morning and want to get out of bed rather than thinking, oh, God, another day at the office. It really makes all the difference.
Yeah. I mean, having never experienced this before, I remember saying to actually my mom the other day, you know, I've been saying that I really like what I do. And this is the first time in my life I have ever said that. Mm-hmm. And I would like for people to think about that. At, you know, I'm 38. Think about that at a younger age. If you're really not happy with what you're doing, change it. It's worth taking the chance.
Absolutely. So, yeah, I think you almost said it now, but in a nutshell, what's your advice to other women who are wondering if they should take the decisive step of breaking up with society's expectations and doing the things they love in life?
I would say I try to use this in my own life. I'm sure this is a quote by someone famous, but it always stuck with me. I think, if I don't do this, will I regret it? I mean, if the answer is really yes, then that's your answer. You should go for it. Mm-hmm. If it's no, or, you know, then maybe think about it a bit more. But if you're feeling like you don't fit, or something really isn't aligned with your ethics, your morals, how you want to live your life, how you want to experience your day-to-day life, then something is probably needing to change.
Yeah.
And absolutely. What I learned is no one else is going to make that change for you. It's up to you. Mm-hmm. So as long as you're not going to be destitute and homeless tomorrow, if you don't, you know, if I would say, of course, there's the financial component, which a lot of people struggle with, but there are small business loans. There are ways to work with that. And better to have tried and failed, but chances are you'll try and succeed, than to not try at all, because the thought of now going back to a corporate job, I have a visceral reaction. Like, I could never do it. So I would just think about, are you really happy? Like, is this the life? Is this what you want your life to look like? And if not, what steps can you take to build that life? Because it's not going to happen for you. You have to make it happen. So a lot of the, there's that saying, well-behaved women don't make history, or something.
Yeah, it's true. So let's just all misbehave and do whatever we want to do. That's the way forward.
Exactly. So, far more fun when you misbehave.
Absolutely. So on that note, if you're one of those women who absolutely wants to misbehave and who wants to do her own thing and get her story heard by the world, we are still taking applications for Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations. And if you got inspired and want to find out more about Hayden, we'll be leaving all her contact details. And if you want to be in the book, get in touch with me. And thank you, Hayden, so much for being here today.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. And I'm looking forward to hopefully having some of you perhaps join the book. And if I can answer any questions or help anyone in any way, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Beautiful. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey. And now I would like to introduce to you Nicolette Halliday. She's the founder of Inspired Hearts Publishing, an independently owned publishing house focused on multi-author book, solo book, and corporate book publications, sharing the stories, experience, and expertise of entrepreneurs. She has been on this show before, but as she is a Strong and Free author, I would like to reintroduce her to my new audience that have come on board ever since this podcast and radio show started. And she is also a Strong and Free author, and her story is absolutely magic, absolutely magic. You don't want to miss this.
My name is Nicolette Halliday, and I'm coming today to speak about when nature spoke to me. And so about 5 months ago, I was working behind the scenes in the publishing industry, helping to produce multi-author books, supporting female-owned publishing houses. And I was working behind the scenes, and I was really enjoying the work that I was doing, and also realizing that there was a bit more of my vision that was wanting to come into fruition. And so I made this big leap and decision to start my own publishing house. And so I made the biggest investment in myself and my business to date. I signed on with a mentor who was going to help me, launch this publishing, lead the reins in this publishing industry. And so I started this publishing company, and, you know, all of the feelings and emotions that come along with making a big investment and putting yourself out there were swirling around. And 2 weeks after I made that investment in myself and made this decision to start a publishing company, my husband of 18 years and partner of 24 years told me he wasn't in love with me, and that he wanted a divorce. And, my heart stopped, and the timing seemed so unfair. I got swallowed in the grief for a minute, and then I knew I had to carry on. The school year was coming to an end, and I knew that my girls would be home with me. And for all the parents out there who have worked from home, you know the balance in work and when you have your kids there. And I was desperate to change my environment in that moment. I was home. I was surrounded by the memories. My husband had left. He was staying with his brother. I was trying so hard to come to terms with all of these changes that had happened. And so I had this idea that I wanted to go on a working vacation. And so I started scouring the internet for a place that would feel like paradise to me. I wanted to wake up and feel alive. And so I was scouring the internet for extended stay, vacation rental properties. And I really had opened up. I didn't care where it was. I wanted to be on the water. The water was calling me, and I knew I needed to get away. I settled on this place, a very rural community of about 12,000 people. It's Bainbridge, Georgia, right on the Florida-Alabama border. And it was right on Lake Simole, and the pictures were green and lush, and it seemed like that was going to be the place for us to spend the summer. So we traveled. It was two long 13-hour days to get there. We stopped in Arkansas overnight and picked up and carried on the next day. And when I first arrived, it was dark, and I was searching for the lake. All I could see was trees that went from if you haven't been in the South, it's just the streets are lined with trees and they're massive. And so all I could see was trees. And as we're getting closer, the GPS is telling me, okay, 2 miles to your location. And I'm like, where's the lake? Where's the lake? Where is the lake? You know, keep driving. All I see is trees. Finally arrive, and it's dark, and I had messed up the arrangement, so check-in wasn't till the next day. The owner had worked with me, but he had to have his cleaning lady go over there and do some finishing things, so we couldn't check in till 9. And I stepped outside, and if the loudness of nature was singing, it was the trees whistling in the wind and the frogs croaking and the crickets, and everything felt so alive. But it also felt a little creepy. I wasn't used to it. And I don't know, for anyone out there who has watched the movie The Deliverance, I literally felt like I had been dropped down. When I walked around the back to see the lake was like this big lake, and it had a lot of moss. It looked swampy. And I was really nervous at first. Why did I come here? Did I make the right decision? The lady who was cleaning the place came outside and I said, "What is that noise?" And she stopped and she listened. She said, "That's just normal." And I was, it was so loud. I couldn't believe how loud it was. So I went to bed. We finally got in and it was this hodgepodge place. It was clean, but a little funky. And I went to bed with a knot in my stomach. And I was like, did I come all this way? Was this the right decision? And I felt scared, like a little creepy, like it was so remote. And, you know, I just was like, oh, wow, this is kind of scary. And I woke up to my journal the way I often do. And you know, what came through the pen was that I am absolutely in the right place and that I am here to observe nature. I went outside and in the sunlight, the vibrance of everything green, it was its own little ecosystem. We were on the lake and there was birds and you could see the fish right from the dock. And you always heard all of the nature singing. It was always so perfect and in such unison. And there was these trees, you know, these trees that were so massive. They were just giants. And I started to kind of see, okay, yeah, everything's so perfect. And at night, the sky was like painted and it would reflect off the water. And everything felt so perfect. And I would spend hours on the dock. I would spend hours just sitting there. Observing. But I still wasn't really like, why am I here? Like, what am I meant to learn from you? I would beg the lake, like, why am I here? You know, like, it was perfect. Everything was perfect, but I didn't really, I still was like, yes, it's perfect. And I'm feeling so capable and everything's amazing. But why? I just wanted the reason. I wanted the answer. Why did you pick me to come here? Why did I pick you to, you know, be here in this moment of healing? So we spent most the time there outside in our little nature preserve there. It was so green and lush and we just be in it. Everything was still, except for like the orchestra of nature. And we would go to the beach, which was about an hour away in Florida. And we would do some sightseeing and we'd come back to that nature preserve that we had right there in the back. And what I realized later, we came home and, you know, I was like, it was nice. It was a nice break and my heart was healing. I need, you know, the break that I needed and changing the environment was very healing. But once I got home is when I realized the lesson I had learned and that I had been cracked open to hearing nature and the wisdom that is available in Mother Earth always, all around us. And this very vibrant place that I had been to, that I had doubted, like I still had doubted even up to the end, like, but why? No, it was the perfect place. And it cracked my heart open to hearing and to listening, to hearing, to receiving the wisdom that is always available in Mother Earth. And now I'm back in Colorado. And the trees are talking to me. And the birds always come at just the right moment. And I always hear the crickets now. I never heard them before. Now I always hear the crickets. I always hear them just chirping away. And the imprint of that experience, the imprint of nature, is what opened me up to being able to receive all of this. I used to watch TV and now I just go out and watch the trees. I used to spend a lot of time asking everyone what they thought. And now I just go and I'll just be with nature and let it tell me what I need to do. It's a very quieting speak. So, you know, when people say, well, how does it speak to you? How does nature speak to you? It's more of a knowing. It's like the wind whispering. And then it implants its wisdom on you and you can receive it. And it's a knowing and it's available for all of us. It's always here for us. I don't pass a flower that I don't smell. I pay reverence to the beauty that is around every minute when we're outside in it. The light from the sun that's inviting us to come in, or, you know, the rainstorm that shows up and cools everything down. It's perfect. It's easy when you let it be. And that's how nature speaks.
That is such a beautiful story. So touching, so profound. Ah, I'll get all goose pimply. It really is such a beautiful thing to listen to nature and to hear what it has to tell us. It has such wisdom. But tell us a little bit about your business now, Inspired Hearts Publishing. I'm curious to find out more about that.
Yeah, so Inspired Hearts Publishing was launched, I want to say May of 2021. And it is, I do the work that I do because I love the creative time and financial freedom in entrepreneurship and the ability to be fully present for my daughters. And this work encourages me to explore and express total and complete self-expression of the heart and soul. And I get to encourage my clients to do that too. We help purpose-driven entrepreneurs leverage their personal story to grow their business. But it's so much more than that when you get to show up and share a piece of your journey and reflecting on it in such an intimate way and connecting with your audience. Is truly a heart-opening experience that very few modalities provide.
Thank you, Nicolette. It was a pleasure having you in the studio today. And for any listeners out there who want to get in touch with Nicolette about Inspired Hearts Publishing, her details will be on the show page. Just look her up, click the link, and get in touch with her.
You are listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silky Harvey.
So this is almost the end of the show and we are getting onto the music spotlight because no inner hippie should ever go without music in the day. And today we have got Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys. They have been on the show before, but they have been a real favorite. I've had lots of good reviews about them, so here is another brilliant song of theirs, Long Gone.
Long gone, baby, long gone. Long gone, baby, long gone.
Cause I've told you once and I've told you twice, but you don't listen to my advice. Long gone, baby, long gone. Broken promises and broken dreams. I've tried all my womanly schemes. Leave me on my own, lonely door. I'm gonna find my way back to you. Yeah, long gone, baby, long gone.
Long gone,
long gone. Long gone, baby, long gone.
Long gone, long gone.
But I told you once and I told you twice, but you don't listen to my advice. Long gone, baby, long gone. Oh, yeah. I've heard all your hollow excuses. Tough luck, baby, I'm dropping up deuces. There ain't another one to help me find a way to deal with all your bullshit. Yeah, long gone, baby, long gone.
Long gone, long gone.
How long gone, baby, long gone.
Long gone, long gone.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you don't listen to my advice.
Radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host Silky Harvey.
That was Jane Rose and the Dead End Boys with Long Gone. They are an alternative country rockabilly blues band hailing from Nashville, Tennessee. The Real Deal, fronted by the powerhouse vocals of Jane Rose and backed by the rhythmic styling of some of Nashville's finest musicians, you'll hear them coming from a state away. The band was founded in 2010, stemming from Jane's lifelong love affair with the culture and styles of these genres. And if you want to find out more about them, go to janerosemusic.com. But you can also find all the details at the bottom of this show page and click straight through to them to find out more and hear more from this great band. So this takes us to the end of the Inner Hippie Club radio show already. As usual, it's gone way too fast. So as it's a little bit tight for time today, because we've had three great ladies on the show, there won't be any Inner Hippie tips. And I'll just say goodbye for now. See you next week. And remember the launch of Strong and Free, stories of women who are living their dream after breaking up with society's expectations, is on the 17th of December on Amazon. Yes, that's less than 2 weeks away. And tune back in same time next Monday, where we are going to have a really exciting pre-reading of some of the stories. Yes, you can get a glimpse into what is going to be in the book and some of those amazing stories that have been written by my beautiful authors. So same time next week at 1 p.m. CT on the Inner Hippie Club radio show. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the Inner Hippie Club radio show on BBS Radio Station 1 with your host, Silke Harvey. See you again next week, same place, same time, Mondays at 1 p.m. CT.